The Carolina Mountain Land Conservancy is a land trust that works to preserve and protect as much of our beautiful area as possible for the future. But what good is preserving the land if all we can do is look at it? For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Peter Barr is with MCLC, and I asked him what areas of Western North Carolina his organization covers.
Our primary land conservation service area is Transylvania and Henderson counties, as well as several locations, the edges of Rutherford, Polk, Jackson, and Buncombe County.
What you wanted to talk about is that although many people may not know it, these are protected areas, but you want people to be able to use them too, correct?
Yes, absolutely. It's very important to protect our natural lands in our region. The beauty of Western North Carolina is perhaps what everyone loves most about where we live and those who come here to visit. But protecting those places is very important, but being able to access them and to get out and see them and experience them for yourself is also very, very important.
Right. Looking at them through the window is one thing, but it's entirely different if you're actually out there exploring.
Sure, and it's absolutely my belief that if you get out on these just beautiful, spectacular lands, and experience them for yourself up close and personal, you'll realize why it's so important to protect them both for now and for future generations.
Absolutely. And you want to take your kids and you want to tell them about it. Now, you have a program called the White Squirrel Hiking Challenge 2.0.
It's a program designed to help get people outside and to explore some of the places that Carolina Mountain Land Conservancy protects.
And this is a program you've had for a while, but you've updated it, hence the 2.0 part of it.
It is. We debuted the program last year, and it was very, very successful. The program consists of 8 hikes. It challenges people to get outdoors and take 8 hikes on some of CMLC's most spectacular conserved land. And when they complete those 8 hikes, they're rewarded with a white squirrel patch, an embroidered patch with a white squirrel on it, which is a local wildlife oddity to Henderson, Transylvania County. And they also receive a gift certificate to Mass General Store.
Cool.
And last year we had 80 people complete the challenge for a total of about 900 hikes taken on CMLC's conserved lands. And this year, for our version 2.0 of the White Squirrel Hiking Challenge, we have a whole new lineup of 8 new hikes.
Really? Where are these hikes located?
These hikes are located all over Carolina Mountain Land Conservancy's Land Protection Service region. This includes Henderson and Transylvania counties, as well as Rutherford and Polk County.
So it's not something someone could do in one day.
No, although, in fact, there's no time requirement to complete these 8 hikes. Many hikers will take an entire year to complete them, just working on them casually every once in a while when they have some free time on the weekend. More serious hikers can complete them in less time. In fact, we've had several people complete them in just one weekend if you're very, very dedicated. And we've already, the version 2.0 of this program has been out just about 2 months, and we've already had 9 people complete the program already.
About how many total miles are we talking?
It's probably about 12 to 15 total miles. So this, and over the course of 8 hikes, that doesn't average too terribly much. All of these hikes vary in their difficulty. Some of them are actually very, very short, under a quarter of a mile, and then several others are a couple miles long. And the program is designed to be accessible to everyone, anyone of any outdoor experience level or comfort level on hiking trails. Last year, we had a 6-year-old boy complete the program, as well as an 80-year-old man.
Wow, that's amazing. But how do we, say we want to participate in the program, how do we prove that we've completed this hike or that one?
Well, it's largely on the honor system, but after you complete a hike, you can go to Carolina Mountain Land Conservancy's website, which is carolinamountain.org, and go to our hiking challenge section, and After each hike you complete, you use a form to log off your hike and submit it to us. And okay. then we will log it and keep track of it for you.
Now, also, I would assume that on that same site would be the locations of the hikes.
Yes, all of the information is very conveniently online and accessible to everyone. For all eight hikes, there are driving directions, and in fact, there is a link to a Google map where you can put in your own home address and receive turn-by-turn directions to the trailheads for each of these eight hikes.
That is assuming that Google has it right.
Sure.
We could end up at the Hoover Dam. I don't know. This sounds like so much fun and just such a great thing to do. And it's a great time of the year to do it, too.
It is. It's a wonderful time of year where the temperatures are a little cooler and there's still a lot of fall color around. It's perhaps the best time of year to get outside. So if you want to take our hiking challenge, now's the time to start on it.
Yeah.
Sure, and you know, some of these hikes you can complete two or three in a day, depending on what you're up for. Some of them are close to others, so you can do just one hike and pay to your distance, or you can do a handful of them.
That's great. So, see, you can work off that Thanksgiving dinner. People have, you know, a lot of people have Friday off, and instead of going shopping, go hiking. Is there anything else we need to know about the White Squirrel Hiking Challenge?
Well, the program is free for CMLC members, and you can find out all the information you ever wanted to know about it on our website at carolinamountain.org. And I encourage everyone to take it, and some of these hikes are in some out-of-the-way places that many folks have, in all likelihood, not hiked before. Some of them are on private lands that have been opened by the landowner to people who support land conservation, who now permit them on their land. And it's just a great way to see the beauty of our region and to realize the importance of land conservation and protecting these special places and keeping them accessible for all of us to enjoy.
And once again, the website is?
CarolinaMountain.org.
And everything we need to know will be there. Peter Barr of the Carolina Mountain Land Conservancy, thank you for sharing this wonderful program with us. I'll see you on the trail. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.